Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Monday, my friends. Yeah, Monday. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget, of course, to check me out on Drive today. 4 p.m, always the same. All the way till 7 p.m. alongside Darren Bent. Now, we begin, of course, today's potty thingy with the fallout from Wembley, where, of course, Klopp and his Liverpool won the Carabao Cup, thanks to a very late extra time header from Virgil van Dijk. The match was live on TalkSport, and here's the reaction.
And then the whistle is blown, and Liverpool beat Chelsea in a cup final again. The players race towards the right-hand side and embrace Guivin Kelleher. They jump into his arms. Some of those youngsters fall to the ground. Jurgen Klopp may be saying goodbye, but he will be waving with a trophy in his hand. Virgil van Dijk gives the Reds a victory that hands them a record 10th League Cup.
When you need someone, a colossus in your team, your captain, to step forward and win a game for you, he was that man. He plays with composure, he plays with honesty. And when you look at the team that finished the game for Liverpool, you would scratch your head and say, how did this team end up winning the Carabao Cup? You know, with the experience there. But listen, it's all about over a season, your team has got to win your stuff. Not individuals, not 11, team. And that's what Liverpool were today, a magnanimous football club and a team.
The Jurgen Klopp endgame is in sight. There are still many pages still to write in Klopp's Liverpool story. But this chapter ends with Virgil van Dijk and Jurgen Klopp lifting the Carabao Cup into the sky and celebrating yet another victory over Chelsea in a cup final.
Definitely one of the best experiences ever. We'll never forget that in my life. And super special, and the rest we will see. Wednesday, we play against Southampton. I have no clue right now who is able to play. So we will see that. But how we all know, neither the FA nor the Premier League about that. That's how it is. But yeah, we will try. For tonight, it's all fine. We have one of the best experience in my 9 years, 8.5 years here. Liverpool, definitely one of the best experience ever. We'll never forget that in my life. And super special, and the rest we will see.
And brave management bringing on all those kids to see the tie, the cup final through. Extraordinary. It brought on Dans, brought on Clark. Quanta came on in extra time as well. These are kids through the academy at Liverpool. Dans has barely been on the pitch at senior level, and now he's a League Cup final winner. You just have to sit back and applaud what Liverpool have done here this afternoon. And what you mustn't do is underestimate the impact of a senior player in all of that. The captain, Virgil van Dijk, has come up with the header. He was determined to get to that ball first. De Zassi was left in his wake. Mudrik was around, but he wasn't going to stop van Dijk. Bullet headed that corner into the opposite corner of the net, and it was all over. And Liverpool have won the Carabao Cup. Chelsea beaten in a domestic final yet again. Their fans have left, but the red end of Wembley is still full, still loud, and still celebrating a cup final win.
TalkSport Daily.
On now to the final word with the majestic former Premier League manager, Alan Pardew.
Potch's, managed at the top level, and he's been involved with some very fantastic teams. And at the moment, This team, I would suggest, is probably one of the worst he's managed in this country, and I included Southampton team in that, in terms of the playing style. Forget about the figures. I ain't bothered about the figures. I'm talking about what is actually being performed on that football pitch at the moment is a real concern. The jury is very much out, right? It's particularly on today. Sterling, Jackson, Mudryk, Maduke and Nkundu didn't really offer the game anything today. I mean, if I was manager, I'd been very disappointed in that little group.
Now, here's the Chelsea gaffer, Mauricio Pochettino.
Mauricio, commiserations. How tough is that to take today?
Yeah, like always, when you lose a final, always is tough. Frustrated, and now we need to keep moving forward.
What are you most frustrated about today?
I think that we didn't score. We create too many big chances. And when you score this type of chances, it's difficult, you know, to win a game.
You hit the post, you had a goal disallowed as well. It felt as if there was almost a force field around that goal at some points. Quvin Kelleher as well with some excellent saves. What more could your team have done?
No, I think more is difficult, I think, because I think we were a better side. But look, they are Liverpool. The last, 5 years, they were involved in too many finals. Even if they have maybe some players that were injured, but the team is full of confidence. For us, is we are building from the beginning of the season and dealing with too many problems. That is not an excuse, but because today I think we deserve more, but look, it's about to build and keep believing.
Do you know what? I've been poaching the whole season, but now I want him gone. I want him gone tomorrow morning. I'm absolutely furious. What I watched for 120 minutes was an absolute disgrace. He's got no plan A, let alone a plan B. I've been backing him the whole season. We played Liverpool's under-14s pretty much, and we can't even break them down.
No, it's disgraceful, lads. It's absolutely disgraceful. We're playing the under-21s. How you think he's not turned us into Spurs? It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking to watch. He is turning us into Spurs. He has to go. He's got to go tonight, to be fair. I hope Bowley's watching this, mate. He's got to go. It's simple. Go and get Thomas Frank. It's very simple. Pochettino, he's
now there's a name. Yeah.
Go and get Thomas Frank. Bring us Ivan Toney, and give us back our old Chelsea lad.
Talksport Daily.
On now to the only game on Sunday in the Premier League, with Gary O'Neill's Wolves beat bottom of the table Sheffield United and Molineux.
Wolves 1, Sheffield United 0. Wolves move up to 8th in the table. They take the points courtesy of Sarabia's goal on the half hour. The one bit of quality in the game, Sheffield United should probably have got a point out of it, but missed too many chances. Full time at Molineux, Wolves 1, Sheffield United 0.
Once I've recovered from the disappointment that I've got around the way the game sort of got away from us today, on reflection, you know, my staff in there trying to remind me of the fact that we are 8th in the Premier League and we are on 38 points, and it's another win which are hard to come by in the Premier League. But once I've got over the feeling of us really struggling to execute what I've asked, as I say, I need to look at myself in that, and am I asking things that make the lads feel uneasy in these games or aren't easy enough for them to carry out? Once I've got over that, I will be extremely pleased with where we are in the league. But we want to try and win a cup game on Wednesday. Need to get the boys recovered and ready to go.
During the game, two Sheffield United teammates, Vinicius Souza and Jack Robinson, were involved in a physical altercation on the pitch. Here's the thoughts of the Blades boss, Chris Wilder, on the incident.
As you can imagine from me and my background, absolutely nothing in it at all.
I was going to say, we'd already seen a kind of team huddle after the goal, hadn't it? Just to try and to work out what was going wrong in those moments. And then that kind of passion is what you want, isn't it?
Well, I think everybody wants, and I think it would happen in the majority of teams through a season. That, whether it, the only thing is, which is highlighted and everybody can see, is when it's a game. So, you know, I don't condone it. You know, I don't want to really see it, but I don't think there was too much in it. But that would happen, I would say, at every football club up and down the country at least half a dozen times a year.
TalkSport Daily.
England's chances of keeping the series alive against India took a big old blow in Ranchi after capitulating to 145 all out in their second innings. Coverage, of course, gets underway at 4 a.m, so if you're up and about, check it out right now on TalkSport 2. Anyway, former England fast bowler Steve Hammy-Harmison slammed the tourists for throwing things away with the bat.
I'm sorry, I just don't understand England's game plan. I really don't. The last second half of that day, the last 3.5 hours of that that deer has gone from England being in total control, we're winning by lunchtime, tea time tomorrow, going to Domashalar, 2-2, and now we're behind again. And that's come with the most un-Bazball mentality. Then I'm really struggling to find words to understand what happened in that last sort of 2.5-3 hours. 25 runs of the last 20 overs, coming out some soft dismissals after tea, giving wickets away.
TalkSport Daily.
On now to the Sunday edition with Harry Winter, the chief football writer for The Times, claiming Man United lack characters and the incoming Sir David Brailsford has a mahoosive job on his hands.
The final whistle has gone, and you can hear the jeers in this stadium. It's finished Manchester United 1, Fulham 2. Manchester United's performance in the first half was diabolical.
How over-reliant they are on Rasmus Højlund. Luke Shaw, there are issues there. I mean, that's, you know, from England's perspective as well. I mean, Ben Chilwell and Kieran Trippier, I guess, become their, you know, one and two left-back. Very disappointing. And I just think that Dave Brailsford was watching that, and he will see that the flaws are obvious. You know, it's, people talk about ability; it's also character. It's about getting winners in there and past recruitment.
Dave Brailsford will be watching that and doing what about it?
No, because
getting them bicycles each.
No. Brailsford is the individual who will be recruiting Ashworth and other recruitment people, the experts who can come in and give him the sort of the technical detail. That is what he, that's his role with Ineos. So you're being very patronising about Dave Brailsford, but he is the man who has gone in there. He's got the Ineos power. He's got the access to the funds. He will just recruit these people, and then they can address it. But you look at that squad, it's a bit like your squad. You know, you need a good sporting director to fill these positions, working with the manager. I think in terms of Ten Hag, they had a good run, and that was really disappointing. They clearly need another centre forward. Marcus Rashford has issues to address. Midfield, Kobbie Mainoo is a fantastic prospect, but he's 18. They can't completely, you know, keep relying on him. So this whole squad needs doing two.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
Don't forget, of course, to check out the Debrief with Adam Brazil and Gabby Agbon-Lahore. The podcast is available to download right now on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. Now, in this week's episode, Alan recalls the time he was sacked at the Cheltenham Festival after oversleeping on Gold Cup Day.
You know when you wake up in the morning, you think, oh, where am I?
Oh,
where am I? You know, you think, whoa, what's this? So I jump out of bed. Oh, no. Run, get my gear on, run down the stairs. Grandfather clock, 4:10 in the morning. And the wee guys stand there with my keys and my bag. I says, what are you doing? He says, sir, sir, I tried to wake you. I said, no. I said to you, wake me at 3:15. So I grabbed the bag, grabbed the keys. I said, you let me down. But sir, sir, he's followed me out of the car park. And I'm getting in the car. Sir, I says, what? I said, I told you, wake me up. You're going to get me the sack. He said, oh, you never come in to 4:55. I went, oh, fair enough. So,
shut up, did
you? Yeah, 4:55 I got in.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever we get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talks for the Daily Podcast out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe. Everyone be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.